Good afternoon. You're tuned in to KPTZ 91.9 on your FM dial in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes with your local news for October 21st, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 1,087. There are currently 30 active cases in isolation, and our 2-week case rate is 156 per 100,000. County Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry continues to urge all residents 12 and older to get vaccinated for COVID-19 as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the FDA is currently evaluating the use of Pfizer's vaccine for children 5 to 11 and is likely to approve the expanded use of the vaccine in the first week of November. Jefferson County Commissioners announced yesterday that Ethan Ropp has declined their offer to become the new county administrator. Jefferson County has been searching for a new top executive since April, when the long-serving administrator Philip Morley resigned. Ropp's governmental experience included policy and operations work for the City of Seattle and King County. He currently works as an executive at Seattle radio station KEXP. Jefferson County Commission Chair Kate Dean said in a memo to staff that Ropp had determined that his work at KEXP was not finished, and that this decision was very difficult due to the welcoming enthusiasm he had received during the interview and deliberation process. The commissioners do not plan to follow up with either of the other two candidates interviewed for the job at this point, and will re-engage with staffing consultant firm Prothman to determine the next steps in this ongoing search. Yesterday marked the full moon for October 2021. The corresponding high tides, coupled with gusty wind and rain, have been pounding local shorelines and have led to several small craft advisories in recent days. Very active weather is expected to continue this afternoon as the next front starts to enter the area. We should plan for more patches of lowland rain, high mountain snow, and locally windy conditions through the weekend. Temperatures, however, will remain fairly moderate. Lows in the upper 40s, highs in the mid-50s, even grazing the low 60s later today. This week, registered voters in Jefferson County saw ballots and voter guides arriving by mail. For anyone not registered to vote, it is important to remember that there are 3 ways to do so, or to change your address, within the Washington State Elections System: online, by mail, or in person. And there are a couple of important dates coming up. Monday, October 25th, is the last day for new voter registration online or by mail. The last day you can register or make updates in person is Election Day, November 2nd. If you have any questions about your ballot, your eligibility, or how to make sure you can participate in this upcoming election, you should go to Jefferson County's Election Resource Guide at co.jefferson.wa.us/1266/elections. And you can find that link at kptz.org. The Olympic Peninsula YMCA and the City of Port Townsend have announced that the Mountain View Pool will reopen to the public on Monday, October 25th. The city approved a contract with the YMCA in August for the nonprofit to take over operations of the facility. Improvements and equipment upgrades have been a priority for the new staff, whose primary goal is to keep the pool open consistently. Starting Monday, residents will be able to use the pool to exercise from 7 to 11 a.m., and according to the YMCA's pool website, swimming lessons and fitness classes are expected to be offered shortly, and visitors should plan to wear a mask and supply a government-issued ID. There is no mention on the website at this time as to whether proof of vaccination will be required. For any pool patrons who would like to get their account set up in advance, the pool is holding office hours this week through Friday, the 22nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And any further questions can be addressed by visiting www.olympicpeninsulaymca.org/MVP. The Port Townsend Marine Science Center will be looking for a new executive director after Janine Bois' announcement that she will be leaving in March. Bois' tenure has included the formation of the Community Marine Science Center Collaborative and the Pacific Northwest Crab Research Group, which gathered data on Dungeness crab to inform management of that fishery. This past August, Bois and her staff celebrated the purchase of the flagship landing building in downtown Port Townsend. It will be the Marine Science Center's future headquarters, including its exhibits, gift shop, laboratories, and offices. The search for Bois' successor is already underway. Board President Diane Baxter said, "First and foremost, we're looking for someone who has a passion for environmental education, someone who is creative and not afraid to innovate." That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.